Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Helf. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Felix Macioas. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Sierrett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Jordan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Embry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Red Embry. And now, play ball. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Macioas, who is chasing the ball. Berardino reaches third base with a triple. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macioas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman juggles the ball. That's an error on Christman. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan takes first base on ball four. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuillan moves to second. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuillan scores. Stevens moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer bunts for an out. Stevens moves to third. Helf moves to second. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Helf scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Alzarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan hits a fly ball into right field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Berardino hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macioas is 0-for-1 in the game. Macioas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Helf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sierra hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McQuillan hits a fly ball into left field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Max settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Helf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Zarilla. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to third. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-0 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0-for-1 in the game. Jordan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Embree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embree is 0-for-1 in the game. Embree hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Felix Macchioz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macchioz is 0-for-2 in the game. Macchioz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Jordan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Macchioz. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Berardino moves to third. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McQuillan takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berardino scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Browns. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Helf hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 2 in the game. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Jordan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Zarrilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Red Embry. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a pop-up towards first. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Pete Senter now pitching. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with center covering, for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a pop-up towards third. Ross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macioas is 0 for 3 in the game. Macioas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ross hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 3 in the game. Sierra hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Browns. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. McQuillan strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Helf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.